From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Friday, July 17th.
Just ahead, Chico activists are joining nationwide protests over deaths during federal immigration operations. We'll have the details.
Wildfires are picking up across the North State, but the numbers show California's fire season remains below average.
A former Sutter County Reserve deputy died after a boat capsized near Alcatraz Island.
Those stories are coming up.
But first, prosecutors wanted to keep news photography out of yesterday's plea hearing for Chico Library shooting suspect Bradley Scott Sayre. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey cited conduct connected to Sayre's first court appearance last month. Superior Court Judge Kristen Lucena allowed cameras in the end, citing in part public trust in the judicial process. NSPR's Andre Bayek was in the courtroom.
The prosecution's objection to cameras in the courtroom came after Sayre appeared to flash an OK hand gesture the last time he was in court. The hand sign has ordinary and harmless meanings, but the Anti-Defamation League says it's also been linked to white supremacists and online communities centered on mass killers. It's also been used by suspects in other active shooter cases.
Sayre pleaded not guilty and is back in court August 6th for further proceedings. You can read more about what happened yesterday at mynspr.org.
Fire season is picking up across the North State, with several wildfires still burning in the region. That includes the more than 13,000-acre Elephant Fire on the Sierra Plumas County line. But statewide, CAL FIRE statistics show wildfire activity remains well below this time last year. Compared to the five-year average, California has seen about a quarter fewer fires and only about half as many acres burned. Still, fire officials are preparing for an active summer and fall after the state's second lowest snowpack on record.
California is not among the 34 states with higher than usual cases of a foodborne illness, but local crops could be hurt by rumors and speculation about what's making people sick. KAZU's Amy Mayer has more.
Cyclospora is the pathogen infecting people, but officials haven't figured out where it's coming from. Max Toplitsky is chief scientist at the International Fresh Produce Association. In a voice memo recorded for KAZU, he said federal investigators start with asking patients what they ate and where they got it. Next, they look for a common source in the supply chain.
Each business is expected to preserve its piece of the chain. Investigators then assemble those pieces to determine where the patient's exposure intersects.
Toplitsky says he's disappointed certain crops have been blamed without conclusive testing. Cilantro suppliers are dealing with fallout, he says, after rumors it was the source. He's worried lettuce, a major local crop, could be next. And, he points out, water can also spread the pathogen. In 2025, Monterey County produced fruits and vegetables worth $4.5 billion.
Moving to elections, an effort to get rid of California's top two primary system is officially underway. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports the initiative's proponents can start collecting signatures this week.
California's top two primary means the top two vote-getters advance to the general election, regardless of which party they belong to. But it came under scrutiny this year after Democrats faced the possibility of a lockout in the governor's race.
So I think voters really have figured out that this is a failed experiment, and now is the moment to start collecting signatures to undo it.
Steve Maviglio is a Democratic political consultant and started this effort to do away with California's top two system. He says he's been against it from the beginning because it can make it so voters have less choices, like if there are two candidates of the same party running against each other.
So that doesn't give you the ability to vote for a candidate that shares your value or even your party affiliation if you're a Democrat or Republican. And I think that's fundamentally unfair.
Opponents argue repealing the top two primary will mean no party preference voters could lose the chance to participate in primaries.
In other news you should know, two protests over federal immigration enforcement are planned in Chico tomorrow. The Defenders of Democracy Coalition says its 11 a.m. demonstration at Children's Park downtown is part of nationwide protests over recent deaths during immigration operations. Federal authorities say agents were defending themselves or others in two fatal shootings this month, though questions remain about those accounts. Separately, the Reese Sisters Group plans its weekly protest at 9 tomorrow morning near the Chico Women's Club.
A man who died after a boat capsized near Alcatraz Island earlier this week has been identified in media reports as a former Sutter County Reserve Sheriff's deputy. The San Francisco Chief Medical Examiner's Office said he was 79-year-old Clifford Boyza from Sutter County. KRCR reports that Boyza was on the boat for a family celebration of life ceremony.
Finally, a Yuba City pilot was killed when his small plane went through a fence at Sutter County Airport yesterday morning. The Appeal Democrat reported he was 68-year-old Gerald Bintz. The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine plane went through the fence shortly after 7. The cause of the crash wasn't yet clear. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. And those are your headlines for Friday, July 17th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.